Okay, people, we are now in this fight, Colonel Bronco Winters told his assembled pilots. He'd gotten 4 kills over Saudi the previous year. 1 more and he'd be a no-shit fighter ace. He'd been flying the F-15 Eagle fighter for his entire career. Got her all ready for me, Chief? Winters asked as he took the first step on the ladder. You bet, replied Chief Master Sergeant Neil Nolan. Go kill us some, Bronco. It was a squadron rule that when a pilot had his hands on his aircraft, he went only by his call sign. I'll bring you the scalps, Nolan. Winters began his startup procedures. He had a full load of 4 AIM-120 AMRAAM radar-guided missiles, plus 4 more of the brand-new AIM-9X Sidewinders. Tower, this is Bronco with 3, ready to taxi over. Tower, Bronco, you are cleared to taxi. Good luck, Colonel. Thank you, Tower. Boers, this is lead. Let's get going. The 4 taxied in pairs to the end of the runway and then roared down the concrete slabs and pulled back into the air, his wingman tucked in tight. Seconds later, the other 2 pulled up and they turned south, already talking to the nearest AWACS, Eagle 2. Eagle 2, this is Boer Leader in the air with 4. Boer Leader, this is Eagle 2. We have you. Looks like there's going to be some work for you today, over. Suits me, out. It was a good day for flying, and he had Eagle 2 to tell him where the Gomers were. Behind him, a second and third flight of 4 Eagles were each taking off. The Wild Boers would be fully represented today. Boer lead, we have 16 bandits, 170 your position at Angels 30, coming due north at 500 knots. Got 'em. Boer, you are weapons-free at this time. Copy, weapons-free, Colonel Winters acknowledged, and his left hand flipped a button to activate his systems. The Chinese passed to his right, 30 miles away, heading north and looking for Russian fighters to engage, because the Chinese would want to control the sky over the battlefield they'd just opened up. In 3 minutes, they were due south of the enemy, and his flight of 4 split into 2 pairs. He went left, and then his eyes spotted them, dark flecks on the brightening blue sky. The audio tone came next. His sidewinders could see the heat bloom from the Lyulka turbofan engines, and that meant he was just about close enough. His wingman was now about 500 yards to his right, covering his leader. Colonel Winter's left forefinger selected sidewinder to start, and the tone in his earphones was nice and loud. He'd start with 2 shots. Fox 2 with 2 birds away, Bronco reported. He needed 1 kill to make ace. He got the first 6 seconds later, and the next half a second after that. Both flankers tumbled right. The remaining 2 Chinese fighters split in diverging directions. Winters switched on his radar and followed the one to the left. He had radar lock for his AMRAAM. His right forefinger squeezed the pickle switch. Fox 1, slammer on guy to the west. He watched, and that flanker disintegrated. Okay, 3. This morning was really shaping up. You with me, Skippy? He called on the radio. Got you covered, Bronco, his wingman replied. Bandit, at your 1 o'clock, going left or right? On him, Winters replied. He triggered off his second slammer. Fox one on the south guy. His second slammer found its target, running his morning score to 4. Well, damn, Winters thought. Bronco, Skippy is on 1, his wingman reported, and Winters took position behind, low, and left of his wingman. Fox 2 with 1, Skippy called. Eagle, Boer lead, give me a vector, over. Boer lead, come right at 090. I have a bandit at 10 miles and low, Angels 10, heading south at 600+. Winters executed the turn and checked his radar display. Got him. His 5th missile of the day leaped off the rail and rocketed east. Yes. That's a splash. Bronco has a splash. I think that's 5. Confirm 5 kills to Bronco, Eagle 2 confirmed. Nice going, buddy. What else is around? Boer lead, the bandits are running south on burner, running back to the barn, over. Roger, copy that, Eagle. Anything else happening at the moment? That's a negative, Boer lead. So? The border defenses did about as well as one could reasonably expect, Colonel Aliyev replied. Most of our men escaped with their lives. So? Bondarenko asked the lieutenant. The youngster had been through a bad day, and being required to stand and make a report to his theater commander made it no better. Stand easy, boy. You're alive. General, we could have held if we'd been given a little support, Komonov said, allowing his frustration to appear. There was none to give you. Go on. We never saw a tank. They had us taken out before they finished their bridges. What about your men, Valery Mikhailovich? How did they fight? We fought, Comrade General. We killed 200, and we would have killed many more with a little artillery support. Give him a company with Boyar, the general told his ops officer. They're short of officers. How fast are they moving? I have a reconnaissance company ahead of them. They report in every 15 minutes, Colonel Tolkunov replied. They move by leapfrogging half a kilometer at a bound. Speed of advance? 5 kilometers in an hour. Bondarenko looked back at his maps. At this speed, they'd be at the gold strike in 6 or 7 days. What units have we identified? The lead enemy formation is their 34th Red Banner Shock Army, commanded by Peng Shiwang. The 34th Army is mainly across the river now. 3 more Group A mechanized armies are lined up to cross as well, the 31st, 29th, and 43rd. That's a total of 16 mechanized divisions. We think the 65th Group B Army will be next across. 4 infantry divisions plus a tank brigade. Their job will be to hold the western flank, I would imagine. What about our civilians? They're leaving the towns in the Chinese path as best they can, mainly cars and buses. General Bondarenko? Yes. He turned to see a man dressed in an American flight suit. Sir, my name is Major Dan Tucker. I just flew in with a downlink for our Dark Star UAVs. Where do you want us to set up, sir? Colonel Tolkunov? Major, this is my chief of intelligence. The American saluted. Howdy, Colonel. This way. The G2 led him outside. How good are your cameras? Colonel, when a guy's out taking a piss, you can see how big his dick is. Tolkunov figured that was typical American braggadocio.